I got a very good letter from Leo Toninato today, along with your tape. And I always think of what he told me one day. He said when he got back from Korea, he started telling people to ask him about his experiences in Korea, and he'd tell them, and they'd just sort of walk away or change the subject because they didn't believe him. And eventually he quit telling these stories. And he had to get him very drunk to tell any of it at all. And it sounded like, even when he told it, I believed him, because I know he doesn't lie. But still, it was hard for me to comprehend what he was talking about. I think this same sort of thing will happen to me. I know Jack Rudy wrote a letter almost pleading that I would tell about my experiences here and about the people here to bring it back to reality for him, because he'd forgotten it. I was talking to Hank Verwayan tonight. He's a dentist, and he just got back from his R&R in Hawaii. And he said it took him all of 2 minutes after he landed to turn Vietnam off, to get into a car, drive to a parking lot, park the car, pay the attendant, go in the hotel, and just proceed to live as an American again. It would be very... And then, by the same token, when the plane landed in Saigon, he entered another world, just like Alice in Wonderland entering a new world. And then he turned off the United States and turned on Vietnam. This is a strange, strange thing that a person can get so involved in these people. And I think I asked one time in a letter, is there such a thing as a peaceful, law-abiding, quiet place called Minneapolis, Minnesota? It's in a way, it's like a million miles away. Your tape brings it back. It's like I'm sitting across from the kitchen table talking to you. But you know, see, everywhere here, there is no remembrance of America. This is all foreign, and yet, in a way. For instance, everywhere I look, there are Vietnamese things. There's Vietnamese jugs where you put out your cigarettes. There's, I'm sure, American chairs, American tables here. But the weather is Vietnamese. The planes overhead are battle planes. They deal destruction, napalm, bombs, flares. This is a war zone. And the people you see here are not Americans. They're U.S. Soldiers in uniform, not Americans. And even when we dress up in civilian clothes, we don't look right. We look odd. And when someone comes in from the States, even in a dress, 1505 uniform, they look strange, if you can believe it, because we're all dirty and kind of grimy and raunchy. And I have rarely been out of my fatigue since I've been here. Boots are, everybody wears boots. And you just, we know it's here. You go into a village, I'll take a man from Saigon like I did Saturday night. I'll say, want to come down to the village? And you say, sure. And I don't know what he expected, but when he gets there, he is simply amazed. And I'm not amazed, this is where I live. I live in these hooches, and he remarks about the smell and about the smoke and about the people, and I'm sitting there and I'm saying, well, what's so different about this place, you know? Because this is my environment. And I really need a reminder, like your tape, to remind me that there is such a thing as the United States. I can see how a man like Tom Dooley would get totally, totally involved in these people. Because they're it. They're the whole world here. And you can get lost completely in a 10-mile radius of this area and never leave it. And when I went to Saigon, it was an R&R center, and people in Saigon thought I was nuts. But this is a different world up here. And people come up from Saigon, like there were some people here, TDY from Saigon, and I was called out tonight about 10:30 to see a sick lady down in the Montagnard Village right near here that you can just walk to. And I said, do you want to come down and see? And they said, you fooling? Are you kidding? I said, no, I'm not kidding. You want to come? Yeah, they'd like to come. They didn't know what to expect, and they went down there, and they were amazed. All of a sudden, Vietnam meant something to them. They hated it up till now. We went down and we drank beer, and I saw the sick person, and of course they have to celebrate when a doctor comes, so we drank beer and rice wine and all the good garbage and good talk, and they were very warm and friendly, and they totally accept you. And it's very hard not to get involved with these people. It's very hard not to think like a Montagnard. And I find myself, the minute I walk in the place, speaking like a Montagnard. I speak without all the little words we use, ands and ahs and ins and ohs and all that sort of thing. You say the noun and the verb and the object, and that's it. That's your sentence. And you speak in short, choppy sentences, as few words as possible. I'm sure I'll get back to the States the same as Jack, and I'll think, well, this didn't ever happen. This isn't true. And I'm sure as I say these things, you wonder just what do I mean, because you can't experience these things. And I think as time goes on, as I get to know these people, and I don't feel quite like I'm offending them, I will try to get some pictures of what I see to send back to you, so you'll understand a little what I speak. I speak like Montagnard, number 10 Montagnard. Huh? Let me play this and see what it sounds like. I'm having a hell of a time expressing what I want to say, and I really can't put it in words, I guess. Maybe I can express my thoughts a little better by telling you my experience tonight. I worked at the dispensary all day until 5, and I got a vehicle from the motor pool, a ton and a half truck. Went out to Play Brel to pick up some crossbows from Flo. Well, I got there, and his wife was now there. She needs a skin graft, and after about an hour of talking to her, we finally convinced her that if I come tomorrow and try to clean up this huge sore on her ankle, she can't walk on it, and I can't do it, and there in the hooch, then they'll have to let me be the boss and bring her to the hospital. Well, all right, I bought the bows, and I was about to leave, and they insisted we won't go and drink numpai. Well, they had lost a baby yesterday, as I maybe mentioned. They didn't want to bother me, so they let the baby die, if you can believe it. They say I'm very busy, don't have time, and I told them I always have time. Well, anyway, we started drinking rice wine, and I saw at least 50 people that I know real well, and each one of them had a big hug for me, men hugging men, if you can believe it. Each one wanted me to drink their rice wine. I drank, must have been 2 gallons, and I vomited a gallon and a half up, and they weren't bothered by that at all, and they kept pouring it in me. Everybody, I had 5-quart bottles of rice wine in front of me at one time, plus the jugs that I was supposed to drink out of. And they just overwhelm you. It's sincere. And at this point, it is sincere. I don't know if it was originally. And they take great delight in the fact that I'm learning words every day. Hold on just a minute. And there's no doubt in my mind, when it's my turn to leave Vietnam, I'm going to cry real tears, just like Jack did. He cried and he sobbed for 2 or 3 days, because he wanted to go back to America, but he didn't want to leave these wonderful people. I am already involved, and I will get more involved, I'm sure. We're going to take time tomorrow, by the way, to over to Kuhan. Kuhan is our flight line, and we're going to maybe get him up in a plane, let him see his village from the air. At least he'll see our planes, which he's never seen. We'll take Leek and we'll take Gier. Spell that G-I-R. This is Hing's son that I like so well. Gier and Hing, Gier and Tan and Leek and myself will come out here. Say, sweetie, the tape's coming to an end, and I haven't even said half the things I wanted to say. I wish I had another tape. I love you very much. Hello to all the kids. I'll tape one for the kids and for you without all this information soon. I'm buying them one at a time. That's all I'll give you at the BX. I'd like Dan to send me one. Got a good letter from Eileen. I'll have to answer that. If he could send some, I'd really appreciate it. As many as he can send, I can.